Now, after you saw those initial data that came out more than a year ago, and then not too long after that, the assay actually became commercially available. During that period of time until the second presentation, were you actually utilizing it in your practice in a non-protocol setting?
Yes, we started using it. In fact, it was interesting. As we came back from San Antonio, I had a patient that had just operated on. There was a lady, 52 years old or so, who had a 2 cm lobular invasive carcinoma. And I had just sent her to the medical oncologist, and the medical oncologist had attended the San Antonio meeting. So when she came back, she sort of, as she was discussing chemotherapy with this patient, and the patient was very reluctant to take chemotherapy, she sort of mentioned that there's this new test out there, and the patient says, "I definitely want to have this test done." So we actually did send one of the earliest recurrence scores, and the recurrence score came back low. And that patient actually said, "Based on these results that you're telling me, I don't want to get chemotherapy." So we ended up treating her with an aromatase inhibitor.
That's interesting. She had a 2 cm
Two
tumor.
centimeter lobular invasive carcinoma, which in my book I would have treated with adjuvant chemotherapy. In fact, I pushed her for it before, attending the San Antonio meeting.
Yeah, we know from patterns of care studies with medical oncologists that those women generally would get chemotherapy.
It is very interesting to me as I look at several cases now that we've done, how you start learning a little bit about the biology of the disease by just looking at this recurrence score. Lobular carcinomas, for example, seem to have generally, and again, I don't want to generalize yet because it's very early, but generally they tend to have low recurrence scores. And of course, they're usually well-differentiated tumors, high ERPR positive, HER2 negative, which makes intuitive sense. As I said, a lot of things make now intuitive sense that we have a new tool. So when you put it back together, it's not surprising that these patients may not benefit a lot from chemotherapy, but they benefit a lot from hormonal therapy. And that goes along with what the recurrence score says.
Now, after that initial data set, one of the comments that I heard, particularly from busy breast surgeons who were starting to get the assay done, was, could we achieve the same thing just by doing a HER2 test, just by fishing the tumor? I actually asked Soon that question, and he sent me some data that I think wasn't included in the actual paper looking at HER2 testing. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, in general, what we found was that patients that are HER2 negative, they usually have low recurrence score, and patients that are HER2 positive will have high recurrence score. And that's expected because the HER2 is one of the factors included in the assay. But it's not always the case. Sometimes you can be surprised. You can have a positive HER2 new patient that ends up with a low recurrence score because her ERPR and differentiation and other factors are favorable. And vice versa, you can have a HER2 negative patient, more likely actually, a HER2 negative patient that could have high recurrence score because, again, grade is high, ER is low, positive but still low, or PR is negative.
And of course, the other thing is that HER2 positivity to start with occurs in a minority of patients,
Right.
and HER2 positive, ER positive patients are particularly uncommon. So I guess if the patient is HER2 positive, actually, the chance of it being a low recurrence score is pretty low,
Right.
but the patient's HER2 negative, it doesn't help at all, it seems
Exactly.
like.
Exactly. And another thing is that, we all, before this was developed, we all in our practice could probably pick out few patients that were low risk for recurrence. But by the time we all did that as a mental exercise, we would have picked less than 10% of the patients. The importance of this recurrence score is that it picks about half of the patients, and by the whole algorithm, puts them in a low risk category. And I think that's a big departure from what all of us could have done in our office before.